Chapter 3. Charles Freck, too, had been thinking about visiting New Path. The freak out of Jerry Fabian had gotten to him that much. Seated with Jim Barris in the Fiddler's Three coffee shop in Santa Ana, he fooled around with his sugar-glazed donut morosely.
That's a heavy decision, he said. That's cold turkey, they do. They just keep with you night and day so you don't snuff yourself or bite off your arm. But they never give you anything, like a doctor will prescribe. Valium, for instance.
Chuckling, Barris inspected his patty melt, which was melted imitation cheese and fake ground beef on special organic bread.
What kind of bread is this? He asked. Look on the menu, Charles Freck said, and explains.
If you go in, Barris said, you'll experience symptoms that emanate up from the basic fluids of the body, specifically those located in the brain. By that I refer to the catecholamines, such as noradrenaline and serotonin. You see, it functions this way. Substance D, in fact all addictive dope, but substance D most of all, interacts with the catecholamines in such a fashion that involvement is locked in place at a subcellular level. Biological counter-adaptation has occurred, and in a sense, forever. He ate a huge bite of the right half of his patty melt. They used to believe this occurred only with the alkaloid narcotics, such as heroin.
I never shot smack. It's a downer.
The waitress, foxy and nice in her yellow uniform with pert boobs and blonde hair, came over to their table.
Hi, she said. Is everything all right?
Charles Freck gazed up in fear.
Is your name Patty? Barris asked her, signaling to Charles Freck that it was cool.
No, she pointed to the name badge on her right boob. It's Beth.
I wonder what the left one's called, Charles Freck thought.
The waitress we had last time was named Patty, Barris said, eyeing the waitress grossly. Same as the sandwich.
Well, that must have been a different Patty from the sandwich. I think she spells it with an I. Everything is super good, Barris said.
Over his head, Charles Freck could see a thought balloon in which Beth was stripping off her clothes and moaning to be banged.
Not with me, Charles Freck said. I got a lot of problems no one else has.
In a somber voice, Barris said,
more people than you'd think, and more each day. This is a world of illness and getting progressively worse.
Above his head, the thought balloon got worse, too.
Would you like to order dessert? Beth asked, smiling down at them.
What like? Charles Freck said with suspicion.
We have fresh strawberry pie and fresh peach pie, Beth said, smiling, that we make here ourselves.
No, we don't want any dessert, Charles Freck said.
The waitress left.
That's for old ladies, he said to Barris, those fruit pies.